The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Stane.
Yes, it's a Tuesday and that means Beauty Pass Day. Today's a little bit different because Morag is in the studio. Hello, darling.
Hello, hello, and happy birthday once again.
Ach, danke. Thank you so much. So for birthday edition Beauty Pass, what exactly are we talking about today?
We are talking all things spinal health. And sure. I've got a very special guest joining us in a few minutes as well. Mm-hmm. But today, I'm all about like trying everything out myself and doing it on myself and blah, you know, all of that.
Before recommending, yeah.
Yeah. And 2 weeks ago, I had a really scary experience. I woke up and I could literally hardly walk. My lower back and my glutes had completely gone into a spasm. And I know I joke about, like, you know, if you watch my Instagram stories, I always joke and say, oh, tall people problems, because you'll always see me stretching my lower back, bending forward, you know, doing all of this. But needless to say, I literally, like, I had to get to my chiropractor. And I made the mistake of getting into my car. And oops. I drove on the highway and I had to stop about 5 times because I was getting blackouts. That's how, like, painful it was. Anyway, I got to my chiropractor. Long story short, I was man down for a week. I was in bed. I had to ask my friend to take care of me because I couldn't do anything. I literally couldn't even like go to the toilet by myself. It was quite scary. And really, without sounding too dramatic, it was like as if my midsection had completely failed me. Like even my abs in my groin had gone into a spasm. I couldn't sit up on my own. And you know, when you're lying in bed for a week, you kind of, it does cross your mind where you're just like, oh my God, am I ever going to come right again? Like, am I ever going to be able to, like, I want to, you know, almost say, am I ever going to be able to walk by myself again? Like, it was so bad that I didn't know if it's ever going to come
right. Did something happen before this? Like, did you bump something or fall?
So, this is the crazy thing, because nothing happened. I literally woke up like that. So that's, of course, what brings me to today's topic of spinal health. And we generally don't give much thought to our spine at all. I mean, if I think of my makeup kit, it weighs about, I think the last time I weighed it in an airport, it weighed 35 kg. So this is my baby that I'm lugging around and dragging around with me everywhere, lifting it into my boot, picking it up, carrying it upstairs. So these things, and I mean, you don't think like, oh, let's squat and bend down. Like, come on, no one does that. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. No one does that. You just pick it up and you go. And your spine is really crucial to good health. So many of the entire body's, like our vital functions are within the spine. It gives you support, it allows you to walk upright, and obviously carries all your necessary information for you to conduct your day. I mean, like without your spine, you can't do anything. And we really mistreat our spines. We slouch, we hunch, we twist, we lie
with our phones,
awkwardly.
Yeah, we look like hunch. Croissants when you're on our phones. Yeah.
So that brings us to today. So, yeah, that's my story. And joining us today is my chiropractor, Dr. Leanne Swanepoel.
Beautiful. All right, so we're going to give Dr. Leanne Swanepoel a call, and we're going to chat all things spinal health, maybe how we can avoid having situations like this, and maybe what to do if we find ourselves in situations like this as well. Because when you hear back surgery, you think...
Deadly.
But honest to goodness, like, health is our wealth, and if you don't have your body, you've literally got nothing. It doesn't matter how much you've got in the bank, it doesn't help. Cool, so we'll be chatting part two, spinal health, right here on the Silver Edition, exclusive to Star 919. Morag Stane and Dr. Leanne Swanepoel will be joining us next. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday so far. Part two of our Beauty Pass now. And we did mention that we're talking all things spinal health. And that is exactly why we have the one and only Dr. Leanne Swanepoel joining us on the line. He's a chiropractor specializing in, I suppose, all things back health, based at Bracken Downs Medical Center. Doc, thanks so much for joining us on Star 919.
Hi, man. How are you doing?
I'm beautiful, thank you. My back is in, I think, good nick. So yeah, a good condition. Although I do.
You think? What do you mean? When last were you at your chiropractor?
Listen, to be honest with you, before the panini, so it's been over 3 years.
No, I'm going to take you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No. I have to take
so much to work through now. Mm.
We'll go for a road trip.
And I get headaches from my neck and my shoulders all the time. All the time.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself? If you have the option to fix everything and make things feel better, why wouldn't you do it?
I think because there's so much to do, trying to fit in an appointment is just another thing to do. Like if there was a doc that could just like arrive with an Uber, that would be great. That would.
I mean, it does sound great, right?
Sure, we can arrange. No, I'm joking.
Going to arrange one. Let's get to business.
But that's the mini pandemic that's happening at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's told you to ever look after your cholesterol levels or your blood pressure, right? Because it's just inherently known that that's important, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like when it comes to your muscle pains or your back pains, or I mean, your powerhouse of your body, those things are just walked off.
Yeah.
It's like,
correct.
Oh, it's a shoulder pain. It'll be gone
It'll
in 2 weeks'
away.
Time, but it's not going to go anywhere.
Oh, I'll just take a painkiller.
And then you land up where I am.
Yeah. So
correct,
here's the thing.
Literally.
Correct.
I was listening to what you had to say. Like it was a wild journey we went on.
Wild.
It's a wild, wild.
It's
journey.
Almost
Let
2 years. It's been almost a 2 year.
Wait,
wild
when did
journey.
Your when did your okay. When could you not drive?
So that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then I had a flare up. It's about 2 years ago, where I met Dr. Leon Swanepoel. I just about drove into his practice. I was like, help me. So that happened 2 years ago. So just a quick one. Thank you, Dr. Swanepoel, for you literally the most amazing person, most amazing chiropractor. Okay, so Dr. Swanepoel has completed his master's degree in chiropractic. He's registered with the Allied Healthcare Professionals of South Africa, a member of the Chiropractic Association of South Africa, as well as Chiro Sports South Africa, and he currently serves as a part of the World Spine Day International Committee.
Oh, that's okay. So all the credentials, so
all
we know he's legit.
Goodness. So we know you're legit.
I don't even think my mom could give me a bit. My God.
Now, of course, Doctor, I've asked you to join us today because I want you to tell all our listeners why it is important to take care of your spine, baby, on the daily and not just when something goes wrong. Because you literally, you have to carry your spine like a little baby. It's very precious.
Or does it carry you, right?
Yeah, it's
very, very
it's
debatable,
a strong baby.
And I think the easiest way I can get it across to anybody who's listening to go to any manual therapist, and it's really relevant what's happening in the country at the moment, is our power crisis, right? Your brain and your spinal cord, that is your power system of your whole body. It holds you up. It sends out impulses, react, you feel. And if you don't do maintenance, there are going to be blackouts. And when there are blackouts, there's going to be problems. There's going to be traffic. There's going to be fridges defrosting, and that's not going to be lacquer at all. It's like I was saying earlier, it's crucial that the spine is what's looked after, right? It's holding you up. It's supporting you. It's keeping you moving. It's keeping you grooving. It's telling you to react. It's telling you to feel. And it's actually disheartening that people don't take this serious at all. I'm not saying that it's worse than diabetes or things like that, but it is a growing pandemic at the moment.
Sure.
The World Health Organization has released that lower back pain is a building pandemic that's slowly wiping the nation. It's wild, actually.
Wow.
It's scary that
do you think it's
people
because
aren't
people are sitting down so much? Doc, do you think it's because people are spending so much time sitting, working, sitting in traffic, and that they're just not moving around as much?
Correct. It's that and the abundance of stress that's available for us to pick on, right, the whole time. So those shoulders are just getting rock hard from the stress. We're overworking because we're working from home now. There's no one telling us you can stop working, you can keep working. We're overworking at the moment. There's also a decrease in exercise, right? The pandemic, like you were saying, has knocked us a little bit, and people don't want to spend that little bit more money on themselves. So we're not exercising anymore. We're not moving anymore. We're getting very stagnant, and think of it like a dam with stagnant water. It's smelly, it's gross, and then that body's just going to start shutting down one by one.
So what I mean, you said like you've got to see your what do you call the professional? The
So I call us, what's the phrase, manual therapists.
Manual
therapists.
So it's the chiropractors.
Yes. So your chiros, your physios, your bios, your massage therapists, at least once every 2 months, at least to keep that body moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have any pain.
It's not as hectic as people are thinking. It's not as like, oh, you got to see them every week and things like that. Depending on your condition, 100%. But just a good maintenance, just to make sure it's working. You take your car for a service, even though there's nothing wrong with it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, true. Okay. All right. So what, like between a chiro, a physio, a bio, or massage therapist once every 2 months?
Just to make sure that everything, you're tuned up, you're right for the ready, you're ready to go.
Okay. And then when it comes to things like the movement that people do, is there certain exercises and things that we can do that's better for our spine health and for our joints than others? I want to say that you always hear Pilates, yoga, and the like. Is that recommended, or you like actually know any kind of exercise?
So again, it's very tricky to say over the air and stuff like that, because I don't know people's conditions and I don't want to just give out stuff just in case you do have previous injuries. But generally, movement, anything where you're going to move out of your normal, I like to joke in my practice and say, if you're being paid for it, it doesn't count. So your work, walking upstairs, things like that, that's not the movement we want. We want move that you're paying for, right? That's the exercise that you need to start doing and start moving.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean paying for? You've got to help me here.
So what I mean by that is like when you're paying for a gym. Do you understand?
Oh.
So we're paying for a gym. We're paying for Pilates and stuff like that. If you're being paid to move, like when you go to your job or when you're in traffic or stuff like that, then that doesn't count as organic movement. You understand what I'm saying with that? So we want over and above movement. That's what you need to do to facilitate healthy living and healthy moving.
Is walking okay?
Also, yeah?
Is walking okay? Like if I go for a walk?
Walking is so good, so good. Uphill, even better. You get to train those quads and you make that bum nice.
I know.
Okay,
the
all right.
Because
I'm also trying to make things accessible, because not everyone can afford to go to gym or Pilates or yoga or even get online, because sometimes we don't have the power. But if you can walk, but if you can go for a walk, a mental health walk, that's also good for your body. Up a little hill, 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes.
100%.
Okay, nice. All right. So there's hope for us. I've started today. I started going back to gym today. On my birthday, it was my gift to myself. I was like, Nix, you've been stagnant for too long. You're like a frot river. You need to go. You need to move your body.
Beautiful. Like, I know with me,
what did you do?
I walked. I did the incline. I tried to do the 12-3-30 thing that was trending on the socials. It's meant to be an incline of 12 gradient 12 for 30 minutes at a pace of 3. I think I did 25 minutes at 7 incline, whatever. I don't know. The American metric system messes me when it comes to treadmills, because I don't know.
Yours,
so I just
very tricky.
So I was going up a hill, not too fast, for 25 minutes, listening to my jams, and it felt very good.
Oh, nice. Yeah. As long as you get to move and release those endorphins.
Here's a question for you, and I know Morag's got something as well. But when do you see a chiro? When do you see a physio?
So very heated debate the whole time.
Okay.
But it's all about timing. That's just how I feel about it. It's not one is better, nothing like that. It's all about timing. The way I like to explain it to my patients is a hand in the door analogy. If you closed your hand in the door, the chiropractor is coming to the scene, opening up the door. You understand? So there's immediate relief. The physio is making sure in the long term everything is great. The bio is making sure it's strong. And then sports massage is all around encompassing it all.
Nice.
And then my question is, so for the past 2 weeks, just so the listeners know, so I've seen you a lot in the past 2 weeks. And I've been doing cupping, which we spoke about on the Beauty Pass before.
Ooh.
I just want to know what... Like, should we be going for massages once a week? Should we be going to the chiro? Should we be going, like, should we be mixing therapies up? Or should we
stay
just
with one?
go to one?
So I think it depends also on your comfortability, right? Because when you start working with manual therapists, you kind of get quite exposed. Like we expose quite a few areas to massage and things. So if you're more comfortable with a certain professional, I would stick with one. Otherwise, it's all about the pandemic as well. If there's money, where would you go to instead? Things like that. If you've got medical aid, things like that. But again, like I've said, no one is more important or more qualified than the rest. We're all on the same plane.
Good stuff. All right. Let's take a break over here, Doc. And we are going to come back with our wrap up of today's Beauty Pass. We're talking spinal health. We have Dr. Swanepoel, who is a registered chiropractor, and Morag Steyn, as always, who is involved with the beauty inside, outside. She's like here to make sure that we are working and functioning at our best. We'll come back with part three next.
Populations that we talk about. You know, like my dad used to do it. You put your arms and you hug yourself and then he lifts you up and you go, and then your spine clicks.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Should we be doing these?
Don't. I wouldn't recommend that. I've studied 6 years to adjust. Please don't try and do it yourself over a video. I see there's TikToks even trying to teach you as well. Stay away.
Okay. And what about the ones like where you put your leg over, like you're lying down on your back and you put your hip, your leg over your hip and your arms are going the other way?
Oh, no, that sounds wild.
And you crook. Yeah. No. Not again.
Same even situation. If you even remember your chiropractor in doing a side posture to you, it's quite a lot of thrust that's going through your hip, down your leg. So please don't do it to yourself. You wouldn't climb in an aeroplane with a pilot that you know isn't qualified. So please don't let someone touch your neck or your body that hasn't been proper trained.
Okay.
And then lastly, for all of us, what should we be doing in the morning? Should we be stretching? What should we be doing to get our day started?
So in my practice, I have three beautiful principles. One, drink your water. You're getting your 2 liters in. It's free. It's government free juice. Two, make sure you're stretching. Keep that body moving. And then some good kindness will go a long way. Make sure you're checking in with yourself. See what's sore. See what's not sore. And just acknowledging what's happening and seeing if it progresses or gets worse or not. But stretching. Internet, YouTube, there's stretches all over. They're free. You don't have to give them to anybody else. Those are all fine. Those are beautiful. Those you can do.
Okay. All right. Meg is very upset. She says, what does water have to do with it?
Water, it's like petrol. Your body needs water to function. You're 60 to 70% water. You need it.
Okay. So, yeah. And you know what? It's what you put in is what you get out as well, right?
I'm not going to lie. When I was in bed, I was probably drinking about 3 liters of water, and it really does make you feel better. You need water. Water is life. Water is life.
Literally, yeah. You are water.
Yeah,
it's true. That's true. I think this is a great place for us to wrap things up. Doc, thanks so much for having a chat with us. If anyone wants to find you on the socials or online, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
You can just Google Dr. Leon Swanepoel. You can find it there. You can follow me everywhere. And if you're looking for a chiropractor, we have a beautiful website, www.chiropractic.co.za. Find a chiro near you. Go wild.
Love that. Amazing. Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Have a fabulous festive season. And thank you for all the lovely work that you do.
No, thank you for allowing me to at least open some people's eyes to get some more movement into their bodies.
Nice. Beautiful. I think that's where we'll wrap things up for today. And we will put this up on the blog. You can check it out on moragstain.co.com and then also on our podcast, star919fm.co.za.
The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Steyn. Let me upgrade you.